Thanks, Jim. Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Deputy Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe, joins me now. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Did you guys set a record for shortest meeting? Short agenda. I think one item was postponed. How long did the meeting go?
Meeting was about 2.5 hours. It's one of the shorter ones. I'm not going to claim the shortest, though.
Okay. Tell us some of the highlights.
The first item on the agenda was a subdivision application to transfer land between 6 Smith Road and 25 Pear Lane. That is in the coastal area overlay zone, so it's within 1,000 feet of the water. And the applicant is looking to demo both the houses on lots and reallocate the land so that they can build two new homes. The commission looked at the application and was concerned about just the scope of the development, and so they're going to ask to see the site plans that are accompanying these subdivisions at a later date, probably the November 14th meeting. So they left that item open to address some of the engineering and zoning comments that they made, and also so that we can join the site plans with the subdivision application that's pending at a later date.
Okay.
Number three on the agenda, which is number two that we took up, was 81 Bible Street, which was a special permit to allow for a two-family development at 81 Bible. This is a somewhat new regulation. We modified the R6 zone a couple years ago, and any application on a lot that has less than the minimum lot area, which is 7,500 square feet in the R6 zone, goes to the commission as a special permit to review and address. So this one is just about 26 square feet shy of that number, so it comes to the commission. The commission looked at it, made some suggestions about the siting of the building, but they ultimately closed the item and did not take action on it, but will be voting on it at the upcoming October 29th meeting. The last one on our agenda is 62 Mason Street. That is a moderate income housing proposal for 7 units on Mason. It's been to several number of meetings. The commission prior to this meeting and the applicant came to some clear directives and a few things that they were going to fix, mainly related to the front yard and driveway and tree protection and replacement, because there is a town tree that needs to be removed to accommodate the new driveway. The applicant has appeared to address all of these concerns, and they are putting back a tree, actually, that they're losing one for a time being and putting a new one in. So the commission was very favorable to the architecture and the layout now, and again, they closed the item with the intent of voting on it at the 10/29 meeting. So three items, no actions, and that was the end of our show.
Why did it take 2.5 hours then?
Well, you know, it's the expanding principle. You know, if you give the Eddie board, a certain time, they'll fill it, I guess. No, we went into detail on some of these things. There's smaller projects, but they all got their due diligence and time in the sun. So
I like your water seeking its own level theory. and I do want to note item number two, the 255 Field Point Road, that was postponed.
Yes, they're looking to change a used to be a gas company. It's right by the old CLMP building and the railroad track, and they're looking to build a table tennis facility over there. So that will be coming back at a later meeting. They had some issues that they needed to address before we could take it up officially with the commission.
Okay, that explains Crush Table Tennis LLC being the applicant.
Yes.
There. Okay, Greenwich Plaza and the train station, when's that coming back to you?
That will be on the 10/29 meeting, and they are having, again, it's going to be the text amendment proposals and the preliminary site plans for the north side and the south side of the train station that Greenwich Plaza owns.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nope. I was done.
Okay. And anything new on the POCD?
Yes. So the update is we've been working on a new revised draft since we met the public on September 26th. That we expect to release in the next week. The commission intends to have a public hearing on November 12th. It'll just be discussing the POCD with the intention of adopting a final draft to submit to the RTM for their consideration at their December 9th RTM meeting.
Okay, so you're going to vote on November 12th, it sounds like.
That would be our intention based on the feedback we get from everybody on the draft that we're going to be releasing shortly.
Okay, and then you mentioned next meeting is October 29th. What are some of the items on the agenda?
So the train station is obviously the big one that will be on. We also will be taking up, there'll be a new coastal site plan at 1 Smith Road. It's just a large house, large estate that's doing a lot of renovation work. We'll also be taking up 75 Holly Hill Lane. They're looking to put a daycare facility in the first floor of that office building. And I'm sure I'm missing something, but there's at least one more application. Oh, I'm sorry. And the Second Congregational Church on North Maple, they are putting they're doing some renovations to the Mead House, which is one of the ancillary buildings on that property. And they want to have a vocational school for adults with developmental disabilities in that building, and they want to make some improvements to that building to make it ADA accessible. So that will be a site plan special permit, and then there will also be a rezoning because they're requesting an HO overlay or historic overlay for the lot to allow them to increase the size of one of their buildings. It's nominal because, it's all ADA compliance, but it's a significant project. So.
All right, good. Good stuff, Pat. Thanks very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Same to you. That's Deputy Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, about last night's P&Z meeting. Jim.
Thank you, Tony.